Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Irvin Daf Tzadi Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the pre-formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur on Daf Tzadi Hey, 16 lines from the top. You'll see a colon or two dots in the middle of the line, Reb Yossi Omer im Mutar. And this is a quote from the Mishnah found at the bottom of Daf Tzadi Dalid Omid Aleph, where the Mishnah had spoken about a chotzer or a house, a courtyard or a house, whose wall broke on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda, who was the first opinion in the Mishnah, said that if it broke on Shabbos, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter, so it's mutter for the rest of that Shabbos. You can carry around in such a chotzer even though its wall is broken open. According to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, he said, listen, if it's good for that Shabbos, it'll be good for next week too. We failed to mention that with regard to Rabbi Yehuda, it was good for that Shabbos, but not for next week. So Rabbi Yossi's reaction was, if it's good for this Shabbos, it should be good for next week, and if it's not good for next week, shouldn't be good for the balance of this Shabbos either. So now the Gemara wants to know, what is in fact Rabbi Yossi's actual position? The Gemara, Ibaya Laho. The question is raised, Rabbi Yossi le'esor lahatir, is Rabbi Yossi coming to allow, or le'esor is to forbid, meaning to forbid even on this Shabbos, o lahatir, or to allow the broken walled chotzer even for next Shabbos? Omar Rav Sheshes le'esor. Rav Sheshes says unequivocally that Rabbi Yossi is coming to be stringent, to aser even the balance of this Shabbos. V'chein Omar Rabbi Yochanan le'esor, and thusly says Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a Tanaic source supporting this. Omar Rabbi Yossi, k'shem shasur losu lavo, just like it's aser next week, which is something that Rabbi Yehuda also says. Well, he says, just like it's usur to use this broken-walled chotzer to carry around in it next Shabbos, without, of course, fixing it, kach asurim la'oso Shabbos, so too it is forbidden to carry around in such a chotzer this Shabbos as well. In other words, the fact that it was mutter because the wall was up, was standing at the beginning of Shabbos, does not mean that it is still mutter, that it's still allowed after the wall falls down on this very same Shabbos. Itmar Rabbi Chiyo Bar Ashi Omar Rav Halocha Kerebi Yossi. So Rabbi Chiyo, in the name of Rav, paskins like Rabbi Yossi, which is a strict ruling. Ushmuel Omar Halocha Kerebi Yehuda. And Shmuel says that the halacha shall follow Rabbi Yehuda, which would mean in the case of, let's say, the Movui, whose Korah or Lechi was removed, even though the Korah or Lechi is removed in the course of Shabbos, it's mutter for the rest of that Shabbos. It's mutter to carry around in such an alleyway. The Gemara asks, Umi Omar Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of the Lechi and Korah? V'hotnan. We have a Tanaic source, and just note that this question lasts a number of lines. So the Tanaic source says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Bameh Dvom Amurim. This is a quote that's a bit out of context, but it has to do with informing people of collecting food for different kinds of Eruvin. So Rabbi Yehuda says, when is it that you have to inform them of the food collection? Be'eruvei Tchumin. In the case of establishing an Eruv Tchum, which is a where you set down food on in order to extend the amount or the distance you can walk in a particular direction on Shabbos. So if you want to set down some food on behalf of someone else, you have to tell them, because maybe they don't want to go the extended extra distance in that direction, because when one does that, that also limits the amount he can walk in the opposite direction. These are topics we've discussed in the past quite extensively, so we're not going to dwell on them too much right now. So that's as far as the need for informing them. That's when it comes to an Eruv Tchum. Aval be'eruvei chatzeros, if you're dealing with joining houses together with the other members of the courtyard to form an Eruv Chatzeros, ma'arvin bein ledas, bein shelo ledas. You can set down food on behalf of the other members of the Chatzer, whether they are aware or they whether they are, or even if they're not. Lefi shezochen la'odam shelo b'fonav, a person can benefit someone even if it's not in their presence or it's without their knowledge. Vein choven shelo b'fonav. However, when it comes to establishing something that could have negative ramifications, then it has to be with his knowledge. The Omer of Yudah Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel rules like Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo oid, elo kol mokom shishana Rabbi Yehuda v'eruvin, halacha k'moso. Wherever Rabbi Yehuda appears in the realm of Eruvin, the halacha will follow Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer le Rav Chana bagdisal the Rav, and Rav Chana asked Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, does Shmuel say afilu b'movui shenital k'irosoi oi l'choyov? Would Shmuel rule like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, even in the case of the alleyway whose crossbar, the korah or the lechi, the upright pole, fell down on Shabbos? Where we saw in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda allows for the balance of the Shabbos even after the korah, the lechi were removed. The Omar lay and Rav Yehuda answered, this is Rav Yehuda the Amora. Rav Yehuda answered, "Be'eruvin omar tiloch." In the realm of Eruvin, Shmuel will rule like the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, v'loi b'mechitzos, but not in the case of walls, and included in the case of mechitzos are the case of the Lechi and the Korah, which form a sort of partition, if you will, between the alleyway and the public thoroughfare, the Rishus HaRabim that runs outside of the alleyway. So what do we see from here? If you just follow our dashed underlining, you see Shmuel not following, he's not following the Tana, Rebbe Yehuda, in the case of the Lechi and Korah. So that brings into question that which we saw at the first wide line of the Gemara, where Shmuel seemed to rule like Rebbe Yehuda. Omar Rav Onan, Lididim Froshlemine de Shmuel, it was explained to me by Shmuel, Kan Shenifritzo LeKarmelis, Kan Shenifritzo LeRishus HaRabim. In other words, both rulings are correct. Where the Lechi opens into Nifritzo LeKarmelis, where it opens into a Karmelis, so he, Shmuel, will rule like Rebbe Yehuda, and that the Mavui that opens to a Karmelis, even though the Lechi fell down, you can continue carrying in such a Mavui, because in the worst case scenario, the Mavui opens into a rabbinic domain, the Karmelis. So we can be lenient there. Kan Shenifritzo L'Rishus HaRabim, however, where the Mavui opens into a public thoroughfare, there Shmuel will not rule like Rebbe Yehuda. There you're dealing with the Mavui opening into a Torah domain, a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore one has to be strict and not allow the carrying in such a Mavui that opens to a public thoroughfare to Rishus HaRabim after the Lechi or Korah were removed. We continue with the Mishnah, and in order to appreciate this, there appear diagrams that you can find way back in the first perek of the Pirush Chai, so we'd be turning back to page 10, looking at illustration 58. Haboine alio al gabi shnei botim. If one builds an attic or a second story that spans two houses, as you can see in the illustration, and these two houses are on either side of a public thoroughfare. So, and the issue the mission is dealing with is carrying underneath this aliyah, based on p tikro yored mikan, from the edge of the aliyah descending on both sides and creating an enclosed area on all four sides, because you already have the two houses on either side of the street, and now you have the p tikro coming down from the other two sides, forming an enclosed area. So that's the case of the aliyah, the upper story built between two houses with a street running below them, so the house forms a type of bridge or a tunnel underneath. V'chein gishorim hamefuloshim, and likewise bridges that have sides, two sides to them. And that's illustration 59 on page 10. Metaltelin tachtem b'Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You can carry underneath these, according on Shabbos, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim osrin, the chachomim do not allow. V'yoidom Rabbi Yehuda, me'arvin lemovoi hamafulash. If you take advantage of illustration 42 on page 7 of the Pirushcha, you can see an alleyway that's open at two ends. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can make an eruv in that mavui to allow carrying in that mavui, since it has two sides to it, and the chachamim are restrictive. V'chachamim oisrin. Omar Rabba. We should take a note before we go on in the Gemara. We have a topic heading, the no say, on the side of the Gemara, where we've written Taimo de Rabbi Yehuda, Aleph, B'shnei Mechitzos Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and Beis, P. Tikra Yoreid V'Sosein. So let's see the Gemara. Omar Rabba, Lo Taimo, Hainu Taimo de Rabbi Yehuda, don't say that the following is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, who is, you can see, who is lenient in the Mishnah, Mishum Dekosavar Shnei Mechitzos Doraisa. Don't say because he holds that two walls are from a Doraisa level, meaning Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, an oral tradition from Sinai, Elo, Mishum Dekosavar. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda is based on the following, Pitikro Yorid Vesosem, the edge of the structure, of the edge of the roof, comes down forming the additional two walls. In other words, Rabba is saying that Rabbi Yehuda himself really requires a full type enclosure, that two sides enclosed is really not enough, but you need to have the additional power of Pitikra Yorid Vesosem in order to allow carrying underneath these structures. Esve Abaye. Abaye raises an objection to Rabba from the following source. Yeser al Kain, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is a source that's a quote in the middle of a discussion. Rashi quotes the beginning of the discussion. If you look in the Rashi, Yeser al Kain, Reisha de Braisa, the beginning of this Tanaic source, which we don't have in our Gemara, says, Echod Chaloin Shebein Shnei Botem Vechod Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, whether you're talking about a window between two houses or a window between two courtyards, Ugishorim, Unafoshos, Urishus Rabim, Hamakura, and we talk about bridges and certain types of grave markings and a thoroughfare, Hamakura, a roofed thoroughfare, Metatlin Tachtein B'Shabbos. You can carry underneath these things in on Shabbos. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And yes, Rakin Rabbi Yehuda. Dafili Rishus Rabbi Gemura V'Ein Shom Tikra. Even an actual public thoroughfare without a roof over it. Lemeimar Yoreid V'Sosein. That you don't have a tikra in order to say Yoreid V'Sosem. Shori B'Shtei Mechitzos Shel Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabim. It's enough that there are two sides that are fenced or walled on either side of the public thoroughfare, and that's enough to allow carrying in that area. So that's the background to this source. We'll read the source now in the Gemara. Yesra Kein Omer Rabbi Yehuda. You can see on page 10 of the Pirush Chai, illustration 60, two houses on either side of a Rishus HaRabim. And here there's no roof in order for us to say Pitikro Yoreid V'Sosem, the edge of the roof coming and descending, forming two more walls. No, you don't have that here. What can you in fact do? Oysa Lechi Mikan V'Lechi Mikan. You can set up two upright poles on either other side of the house, okoro mikan v'koro mikan, or a cross beam extending from one house to the other, and on at both edges of the houses, v'nosein v'emsa, and then carry in the area between. And in effect, you're carrying in a rishus harabim, and all you really have are two walls on either sides. And the lechi and korah are we'll call them just like an extra type of thing, but they're not real walls. And it's not even as significant as, let's say, Pi Tikra Yoreid V'Sosim. Omru Lo, the Rabbonan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim Bekach. That's not the way to close off a Rishus HaRabim. What we see in this source is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are able to carry between, in a Rishus HaRabim that's bounded on two sides with walls. So Rabba beforehand said that don't think that Rabbi Yehuda's heter, his leniency in the Mishnah, is based on two walls being sufficient midoraisa. Here we are in fact seeing that two walls are sufficient midoraisa. So the Gemara says, Omar le, Rabba says back to Abaye, mehahi in. From the source you quoted, in fact, you do see that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Shnei Mechitzos is enough. Meho leko lemashmino. From our Mishnah, though, you cannot see that. In our Mishnah, it could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda would be basing himself on Pi Tikra Yorid Vesosim. So you can't come to conclusions from our Mishnah that Shnei Mechitzos is enough. But from the source you quoted, you could come to that conclusion. Omar Rav Ashi, Masnisin Nami Daika. By careful reading of our Mishnah, you can come to see, like Rabba is saying. Midikotoni, from the fact that in our Mishnah you see the quote, the following quote, the Oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'arvin B'movui HaMefulosh V'Chachomim Oisrim, that you can make an Eruv enabling you to carry in a Movui HaMefulosh, and the Chachomim disagree, and we're focusing of course on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He Amrs Bishlamo Mishul Nikosavar Pi Tikro Yorid V'Sosein. If you say that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Reisha was because of Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosim, as Rabba had said, Hainu Dikotoni V'Oi, therefore there is need for the extra point concerning the Movui HaMefulosh, where there is no Pi Tikra. So I need that case to illustrate the concept of Shnei Mechitzos are sufficient Midoraisa. Eloi Amris Mishum the Kosovar Shnei Mechitzos Doraisa. But if you say that the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda in the Reisha is simply because of the Shnei Mechitzos of the two walls, my V'Oid, what do I need the case of the Movui HaMefulosh, which in effect is the two wall case? Shma Mino. So from here we see, like Rabba, namely, that the case of the Aliyah Gabi Shnei Botim and the Gishomu Fulashim, that might very well be a function of the Pi Tikra Yod V'Sosim. Hence, I need the case of the Movui HaMefulosh to show me that even where I don't have Pi Tikra Yod V'Sosim, Shnei Mechitzos are enough. The explanation that we offered to this last piece of Gemara is based on the second of two Lishonos in the Rashi. So if we look at that in the Rashi itself, you'll see where there's a Roman numeral number 2 that we've written in, and a squiggle underline, Loshen Acher. You can see, and we'll read that Rashi together. Loshen Acher, Masnisin Amidaiko Kerabo. Careful reading of the Mishnah, in other words, the V'od case, the fact the Mishnah presented V'od, a second case, or a second section, is support to Rabba. The time of the Komaisa Mishum Pi Tikra, who, that the explanation of the first part of the mission was based on Pi Tikra. Vahochi Garcinon, Iamris Bishlamo, the time of the Rebuta Bekomaisa Mishum Gosova Pi Tikra Yod Visosim. If you say very well that the explanation of the beginning of the mission was based on Pi Tikra, Ubas Raisa, in the case of the Movui, the latter part of the Mishnah was Mishum Shtei Mechitzos, because of the power of two walls, Hainu Dekotoni V'Oid Zu Matir Rabbi Yehuda. And to show me that even this Rabbi Yehuda is Matir. V'Afal Gav Deleko Pi Tikra Mishum Shtei Mechitzos. Even though I don't have Pi Tikra, the edge of the roof descending, I nevertheless have two walls. Elo yamis de komaiso nami mishum shtei mechitzos, if you say that the beginning of the Mishnah is also explained based on the two mechitza principle, my vioid, what do I have to have another, some kind of addition to the Mishnah? He, it's the same as the beginning, upshita de marvin, and it would be obvious that you can make an eruv. Let us now turn back to the Gemara, realizing that we've just finished the ninth perek of Erevin, and with that we continue now with the last perek of Erevin, perek Hamotzei Tfilin. The Mishnah. Hamotzei Tfilin, one who finds Tfilin, finds them in a field, in a place that they can go to be a total loss. Machnison zug zug. He brings them in from where he finds them to the city, and we're talking, of course, everything is on Shabbos. And he brings them in, zug zug, pair by pair. That means a pair is a tefillin. There's a tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad. So that's one. You'd be putting one on your head and one on your arm. The same way you would wear them during the weekday, and go back to the pile of tefillin you found, and do the same thing, repeat this until you finish the pile that you found out there in the field. The Tosfos points out, Hamotzei tefillin, Hach pirka b'maseches Shabbos havelei l'misni, gabi hotzos. Technically speaking, this perek would be more appropriately taught in Maseches Shabbos, which deals with the issue of carrying from one domain to another. So what's it doing over here? Elo mishum dekotoni seifa, rather because it teaches in the seifa of this Mishnah, it says Rebuta Omer, no sein odom lechavero vechavero lechavero, vafilu chutz l'tchum. And you can see in the Tosfos how we've dashed underline vafilu chutz l'tchum. That is already an eruvin issue, the issue of carrying or transporting something from outside the tchum. The oid, another reason for this perek to be here, mishum dekotani b'sof pirkin Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol mokom she'tiru lo chachomim mishelcho nosnu loch. There is a mission at the end of the perek in which Rabbi Shimon says this particular, we'll call it a seemingly vague statement, u'meforsh b'gemara dekoi asof mi shotziu, and that this last statement is really a reference to that which was taught earlier in this Masechta, in the middle of this Masechta, at the end of Perek Mi Shehotzi'uhu. Let's now continue in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama said that one can wear the tefillin zug. Zug means one on the head and one on the arm, and as we said, repeat that procedure each time after wearing it and bringing it into the city, into the house, taking them off and then going back to the pile, repeating the same thing until you finish the pile. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Shnayim Shnayim, Rabbi Gamliel says you can wear two tefillin shel rosh and two tefillin shel yad. And the Gemara will get into an explanation of that. B'amen d'vamurim b'yishonos. This is so when you recognize that these are Yishonos, literally is old tefillin, but it means that it's recognizable that you're dealing with tefillin and not with an amulet, a kameya. In other words, there were amulets that might very well have looked like tefillin. And the only way to distinguish between them is the way the straps are knotted. So Rashi says, Bishonos, Shenikur HaKesher, She'osu Kamin Shakai, where the knot appears like the letters forming this name of the Almighty, the Shin Dalid Yud name, Devadai Tefillin Hain. When you recognize the knots made in the straps that resemble these letters, so you know you're dealing with Tefillin. The Eshbaim Kedusha, the also Anichon Bebizon, and as a result of them being identified as Tefillin, so they have sanctity and they cannot be left in Bizoyon, in a state of disgrace. And hence, we have this heter for wearing them on Shabbos into your home. And we're assuming that which might sound obvious to many of you, that Shabbos is a time that ordinarily you would not be wearing tefillin. But in order to prevent this state of disgrace, an allowance is made to do as we've explained thus far. So the Mishnah says that this allowance is b'yishanos, aval b'chadoshos poter. When you're dealing with something that is not yishanos, not easily recognizable as tefillin, you're exempt from you're not obligated to bring them in. Maybe they are an amulet and they don't have sanctity, and therefore we can't allow this leniency of bringing them in. And Rashi's expression is hilchoch lo mechalinon Shabbat alai. Therefore, we will not violate Shabbos. See that wearing these things in involves what otherwise could be a Shabbos violation. We continue in the Mishnah. Motzon tzvasim o krichos. Tzvasim or krichos are references to different types of piles of tefillin. And there's an illustration. Gemara will deal with this in greater detail later, but there's an illustration, illustration 10, you'll find on page 212 at the bottom, of tzvasim and krichos. The aleph is tzvasim and the beis represents krichos, but there are two types of piles. So if you found them like that, and the as we said, the Gemara will explain the difference between these expressions. So machshich alein umavion, that means you wait by the piles until Shabbos ends and then bring them in all together. Well, the obvious question, and the Gemara will raise this question as well, but we just got finished talking about wearing them pair by pair in, and here you're saying leave them there, just wait by them. So, as we said, that will be dealt with later. We continue on Omid Beis at the top, Uvasakono Mechason Vaholechlo. And at the time of danger, where you can't wait there, Rashi says, and you're afraid of listim of bandits, cover them and go on your way. And the covering is to minimize the disgrace. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Noisnon Lechavero Vechavero Lechavero. Each you create a line of people, if you will, a type of fire brigade or bucket brigade, as you might term it, and hand one to the next. And this handoff results in that no one is carrying it more than four amos. So you do this ad shemagia lechotzer achitzona, until you get to the outer courtyard of the city, which is a place that they will be guarded, be watched, as opposed to where they are right now, lying open in a field. V'chein benoi. Likewise, with regard to an infant that was born out there in the fields, noisnoi lechavero, v'chavero lechavero afilu mea. Hand the baby one to the other. And we're giving an explanation that the Gemara itself will shed light on, but when you're looking at it superficially, it's not so clear what v'chein b'no is, but nevertheless we're giving an explanation based on the Gemara itself. You hand the baby one to the other until you get to the city, until they end up, the baby ends up in town, even if it involves 100 people. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, noisein odom chavis l'chavero v'chavero l'chavero filu chutz l'tchum. We'll just translate here, but the Gemara will get into detail of an accurate explanation. But for right now, we'll just translate it. And he's saying you can hand a barrel from person to person, even from outside the tchum, a difficult point to understand without further explanation. Omru lo, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo talech zu yosemi ragle baleo. This barrel cannot go further than a distance the owner can walk. So how can you say that you can have it moved beyond the tchum? Again, we're repeating. I know it sounds a little repetitious, but later in the Gemara, this will be dealt with in much greater detail. The Gemara, in focusing on the Tanakama, the opening part of the Mishnah, Zug Echod in Tfei Lo, one pair, yes, more than one pair, no. In other words, at any given time, you can only wear one pair. That's what our Mishnah seems to say. So with that in mind, we start a question. You'll notice this is a long question. Lema, Tanan Stamo de Lok Rebbe Meir. Should we say we have an unnamed Mishnah that is unlike Rebbe Meir? When you have an unnamed Mishnah, generally speaking, it refers to something or a source that's authoritative. So the Gemara is attempting to take a stand that we have an authoritative Mishnah that is not like Rebbe Meir. And how can we come to such a conclusion? Rebbe Meir, for if this was in conformity to Rebbe Meir, Ha'omar, has he not said in the case of a fire that broke out in a house, he says, Lovesh kol ma sheyochol lilbosh ve'oitev kol ma sheyochol latov, that in order to save clothing from a fire, you can wear as much as you can possibly pile on your body and cloak yourself in as much as you can possibly cloak yourself. This non, we have a source that talks about saving from a fire. And it says, Ulasham motzi kol klei tashmisha. And unto there, that means a courtyard that's near the fire. So you're carrying out from a house to a nearby courtyard all of your clothing. Kol klei tashmisha, velovesh kol ma sheyochol lilbosh, ve'oitev kol ma sheyochol latov. And how do you carry it out? By carrying out through wearing as much as you can possibly wear and cloaking yourself. Otev is to cloak yourself with as much as you can possibly cloak yourself. So what do we see? We see that our Mishnah, which limits how much you can wear out at any given time, seems to be unlike Rebbe Meir. Now you'll notice we have a bracketed section, but within the brackets, the Gemara is preoccupied with just establishing that this unnamed source that we just read is in fact according to Rebbe Meir, in order to make the claim that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Meir based on this statement of Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara in the brackets says, "Vahi stamo mimai de Rebbe Meir." How do you know that this unnamed source we just quoted is in accordance with Rebbe Meir? The Katani Allah, we have a Tanaic source, a Brisa that explains that Mishnah in Shabbos that says, Loivesh u motzi u poishet, Loivesh is you cloak, you wear, motzi carry out, moshe then unclothe yourself of a Loivesh, u motzi u poishet, afilu kol yom kulo, divrei Rebbe Meir. In other words, you do this even all day. So, and we dashed underline Rebbe Meir. So this Bryce has a comment on that Mishnah. So we understand that the Mishnah that we just read of Lovesh Kol Mashiach Lubosh is in fact Rebbe Meir. That having been said, our Mishnah, the Tanakam of our Mishnah that said Zug Echod in one pair of tefillin, yes, but to wear more than that, no, is unlike Rebbe Meir. Omar Rava. Rava responds, and note that this response takes a number of lines. Afilu Temo Rebbe Meir. You can say that our Mishnah conforms to Rebbe Meir. Hosam Derech Malbusho Kechol Shavua Rabbonan. Hocha. In our Mishnah, Derech Malbusho Kechol Shavua Rabbonan. The Gemara will explain what we just said. In other words, there is a common theme between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Shabbos, which deals with the house on fire. In both cases, you are wearing the items as you would wear them during a weekday. In other words, however you behave during a weekday wearing-wise, if you're going to do it that way, you can do it on Shabbos too. Hasam, in the case of other clothing, the bechol kama deboy lovish, when it comes to wearing jackets or shirts or skirts or whatever, articles of clothing, as much as a person wants to wear, he can wear. Le'inyin hatsola nami shoru le'rabonan, regarding saving from a fire, they allow you to wear out from the fire the same way. Haha. Here, with regard to tefillin, the bechol nami zugechorin tfeilo, when it comes to wearing tefillin, we allow wearing one pair at any given time, and not more than that, So le'inyan hatzola, with regard to saving from disgrace, nami zug echorin tfeilo, one pair, yes, but not more than that. The Rashi says zug echorin de kosovar. This Tanakam is of the opinion Shabbos man tfilin hu. Shabbos is a time that's appropriate for wearing tefillin. Umishum hochi shori. And because Shabbos is the time for wearing tefillin, we are allowing this. Ubalav hatsola nami, and even without the issue of saving from disgrace, imbolo aniach tefillin miniach. If you want to wear tefillin, you can do so. Umishum hatsola lo sharina late fe, and just because there's an issue of saving them, we're not going to allow any more. We continue in the Gemara. After having explained the Tanakama, why wearing one pair at a time is all that we allow, and we said that's called the same way you wear them in general, we're allowing you to wear them now, and you wear one pair of tefillin in general, so that's all we allow you to wear at any given time now. We now go into the next sheet of the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim. You're allowed to wear two pairs each time. The question the Gemara asks here lasts a number of lines, so take note of that as we continue in the Gemara. My Kosovar, what is Rabbi Gamliel's opinion with regard to the issue of Shabbos? Is it the time appropriate for wearing tefillin or not? And these kind of Gemara sometimes are difficult for many to learn because of what I call preconceived notions. And many times preconceived notions are based on common practice, called Shulchan Aruch practice. It's true, nowadays people do not wear tefillin on Shabbos. But that's a function of a halachic conclusion reached and accepted after the time of the Gemara. However, in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, these topics were debated. In other words, there were machlokasim concerning the topic. So one has to be open-minded when one approaches these kind of sugyas to practices other than that which we today may be used to. So the Gemara continues. Regarding Rabban Gamliel, my Kosovar, what is his opinion? E Kosovar Shabbos Zman Tfilin Hu. If he is of the opinion that Shabbos is a time for wearing tefillin, and because of that, we allow you to wear them from where they are, Zug Echorin Tfelo, then only one pair should be allowed, not more. The Ikosova Shabbos Lav Zman Tfilin Hu, and if Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that Shabbos is not really tefillin wearing time, Umishum Hatzola Derech Malbu Shoru Le Rabbanan, and because of Hatzola, the need to save from disgrace. So as long as you are not carrying them in your hand, but you're Derech Malbush, you're wearing them, and the Rabbanan allow, because you're not carrying it in a formal carrying way, but rather you're doing it derech malbush, so afilu tfei nami, even more than two pairs should be allowed. Now this idea of wearing the tefillin derech malbush, Rashi says, mishum de tachshit hu legabe, it would be ornamental for this person, and wearing a derech malbush creates reflects this tachshit idea as opposed to something that you would carry in your hands, which we would term a masui. So that even though you might not ordinarily wear tefillin as an ornament, but since you're dealing with the issue of hatzolav, saving from disgrace, we can be lenient on that point. The issue though is that if the basis of Gamliel is that really Shabbos is not the time for tefillin, but the wearing of the tefillin would be derech, like malbush, which is a tachshit, so why not be allowed to wear more than just two pairs? The Gemara answers, the Ulam Kosovar, Shabbos, Lav, Zman, Tefillin, Hu. Rav Gamliel is of the opinion that Shabbos is not the time of wearing tefillin. The allowance, shoru is the permission, the rabbonin grant for preventing disgrace, hatzola. And we say derech malbush in a worn form, wearing in a wearing style, that is all fine and good. B'mokim tefillin. B'mokim tefillin means in the spot that tefillin are ordinarily placed on your head and your arm. As Rashi points out, and is probably common knowledge, you don't wear tefillin on just any spot of your head. There's a specific spot for them. If the heter is based on derech malbush, then zug echod in tfeilo, then only one pair should be allowed. The assumption being there's only one particular spot for the tefillin, and that spot is sufficient for one pair and not more. Omar of Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, mokom yesh borosh lo niach bo shtei tefillin. Assuming certain we'll call minimum size tefillin, as opposed to today's tefillin, many have large tefillin, large boxes that constitute the tefillin. Let's assume that you're dealing with a rather small type tefillin box. Being that that's the case, there happens to be enough room on one's head to place two pairs of tefillin and be within the legal range or legal location for tefillin wearing, to be yotzei the mitzvah tefillin. And as long as the tefillin are in their proper place, they are considered a tachshit, and hence derech malbush is acceptable. So the Gemara says, as far as a spot for two tefillin, or that there's enough room on the head for two pairs of tefillin, hanicha derosh, that might be fine and good with regard to the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin worn on one's head. The yad, Michael Amemar, regarding the tefillin shel yad, who is to say the same? In other words, regarding the arm, there's a location on the muscle or the bicep. On that part, one wears his hand tefillin. And yet, Rav Gamliel says you can wear two pairs of tefillin, meaning two head and two arm. Well, what are we to say about the arm? On the side of the Gemara, we have an explanation of the double underline that appears. Tirutzim lahazbir ech biyad yesh mokum lishnei zugos tefillin. We have to explain how on the arm you also have room for two arm tefillin. So our Gemara continues, Kid Rav Huna, based on his teaching, Yom Rav Huna, Pa'omim Sh'odom Bo Min HaSode, V'chaviloso Al Rosho, U'mesalkon Me Rosho, V'koshron Bezro'o. There are times that a person may be, he was wearing his tefillin, and he's coming from the field wearing his tefillin, but he also has a bundle, a chavilo, that he wants to put on his head. Well, he's not going to put the bundle on the tefillin that he's wearing. So what does he do? He takes them, he removes them from his head, and ties his tefillin, shel rosh, onto his arm. And so what then results? So he, in effect, has a tefillin shel rosh and a tefillin shel yad at the same time on his arm. So this would be the basis of our Mishnah, namely Shitas Rav Gamliel. The Gemara says, how is this a basis? Eimar d'yomer Rav Huna shelo yinag bohen derech bizayon. All that Rav Huna was saying, that you tie them to your arm so that you don't disgrace the tefillin shel rosh by having a package on your lying, sitting on the tefillin shel rosh. Ro'uy mi omar, is Rav Huna suggesting that that's also a proper place for tefillin? In other words, that Roy would mean proper, would then give us a chance to say that regarding Shabbos it would be considered a tachshit and appropriate to have a second pair of tefillin on your arm. Is Rav Huna really saying that? Not necessarily. Elo. So a second explanation for the Mishnah for Rav Gamliel. Kidomar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, based on Rav Shmuel's teaching, and he says, Mokom Yesh Barosh Shiroi L'Niach Bo Shtei Tefillin, that we saw earlier. And by the way, we have a little star to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. You can align this with the star above where Rav Shmuel appeared. So just like Rav Shmuel says that there's enough room on the head for two pairs of tefillin to be and that spot means that that whole area is a legally acceptable place for having your tefillin shel rosh, and there's enough room for two over there. Hachanami, so too regarding the tefillin shel yad, mokom yesh bayad shel roi laniach bo shtei tefillin. Again, assuming a minimum size type tefillin, there's enough room for two pairs of tefillin on one's arm as well, and still be considered on a legally acceptable place for the arm tefillin to be placed. Tana Debei Menashe. The yeshiva of Menashe taught the following source. The pasuk says, so quoting from the pasuk, al yodecha zu kibores. When the pasuk says you tie the tefillin to your yodecha literally is your hand, but you don't tie it around your wrist or on the palm of your hand. Hence, the oral tradition says zu kibores. That's a reference to the bicep. And bein einecha literally means between your eyes, but no believing or practicing Jew would put his tefillin between his eyes. Rather, he puts them on his head. Zu kodkod. Kodkod is a reference to the skull, but for our purposes, it's a reference to the area on the above one's hairline where he would place his tefillin. Hecha, and where is that place on the head? Hecha, where is that? Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, mokom shemocho shel tinok rofes. It's the term that, if I'm not mistaken, the term is fontanelle. It's where in a newborn, the skull hasn't completely fused the bones that make up the skull as a child matures, so they fuse together, forming a single skull bone. But early in the child's development, it's still unattached, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. That's the spot that on an adult one would place the tefillin. Before going on in the Gemara, let's glance at the side where we have a Nosei Mivneh heading. We combine the topic and structural note into one note. We feature a triangle, and you'll see as we go on in the Gemara, these triangles continue till the upper part of Tzadi Vov Amud Aleph. We've written five hatsa'ot, five suggestions, b'mash shorash ha-machlokas bein Tanakama v'Gamlio. What is the root, the basis of the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabban Gamlio? Inyonim shenidoinim kan kolalim, the different topics that will be dealt with that come up in this Gemara. Number one, Shabbos, Ihaviz Mat Tfilin. Is Shabbos the time for wearing tefillin? Number two, mitzvah srichas kavona. Does one need to have intent for mitzvah fulfillment in order to achieve that? That's kavona, is intent. Or is it possible that simply the mere action of performing the mitzvah might be sufficient, even without specific intent? And three, bal tosef, the prohibition of adding to that which the Torah dictates when coming to mitzvah performance. There's a prohibition in the Torah of adding, of doing more than that which the Torah says. We turn to the Gemara. Again, the focus is on what is the underlying point of machlokas between the Tanakama, who allows one pair, and the opinion of Rav Gamliel, who allows two. Lema b'Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok k'miflegi. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok is the shita we just saw quoted a couple of times about spot on body for two pairs. The Tanakama lesle the Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok. The Tanakama who allows only wearing one pair, he doesn't hold from Rav Shmuel's teaching, and then therefore there's room for only one pair of tefillin. for Rabban Gamliel Islay the Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak. And Rav Gamliel would say that there's room for two, just like Rav Shmuel had taught. Loi, the Gemara says that's not the underlying point of Machlokis. Rather, the Kulei Amli Yisalud Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak. All the Tanoim, the Tanakama, and Rav Gamliel will accept Rav Shmuel's teaching. And here, the underlying point of Machlokes is whether or not Shabbos is considered the time that's appropriate for wearing tefillin. Rabban v'Ramumliel, the Tanakama Sovar, the Tanakama is of the opinion, Shabbos Zman Tefillin Hu. Shabbos is a time that one is expected to wear tefillin. So that even though the tefillin might be lying in disgrace, we cannot allow wearing more than the mitzvah dictates. Since Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, it's not something that's ornamental. And since Shabbos is the time for wearing tefillin, there is another problem called Baal Tosef, the prohibition of doing more than the Torah requires in mitzvah performance. Therefore, if one, according to the Tanakhama, would wear more than one pair of tefillin, the prohibition of Baal Tosef would make the second pair being forbidden to wear would be a masui. It would be a burden, which is of course something prohibited to move around on Shabbos, move from place to place. V'Rabban Gamliel, the Gemara continues, Sovar Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. Shabbos is not tefillin time. And therefore, we can describe the tefillin on Shabbos as a tachshit, as something ornamental. And as long as it fulfills the qualification of being ornamental, one can wear them. And as we saw earlier, that would be so as long as it's in a place that's fit for wearing the tefillin, and there's a place for two pairs of tefillin. And as far as Baal Tosef is concerned, since it's not the time of the mitzvah, so there's no prohibition of Baal Tosef. It would be, at this point, simply like an article of clothing, and you would wear it like you would wear it in any as a tachshit. And again, just we're sounding a bit repetitious, but the tachshit idea is so as long as it's in a place that's fit for wearing tefillin, and there's enough room for two. The Iboy Esema, another approach to explaining this machlokes, the Kulei Alma Shabbos Zman Tefillin Hu. Everyone will agree that Shabbos is the time for tefillin. Even Rav Gamliel will concede that Shabbos is a time appropriate for fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. The Hacha b'mitzvah tzriches kavona komiflegi. And here, the machlokes concerns the issue known as mitzvos tzriches kavona. The fulfillment of mitzvahs, do they require intent or not? Tanakama sovar lotseis boi kavona. In order to fulfill a mitzvah, you need to have intent. Now, this is the text we have in our Gemara. However, Rashi has an opposite girsa. And that is found, is we'll call it the second of two Lashonos in Rashi. Rashi prefers his second Lashon, which is unlike the text we have in our Gemara. But if you glance in the Rashi, three lines from the very bottom, you can see Rashi says in the middle of the line, Venirali dehochi garsinon. It seems to me that the following should be the girsa, so that as far as the balance of this line of Gemara, we're going to read the Rashi, and accept that for our simple pshat in the Gemara. Of course, if you want to elaborate, you can always look into the Rashi and learn the first pshat as well, the first version as well. But we're going to focus right now on the second Lashon in the Rashi. So let's read it together. V'nirali d'hochi garsinon. The Tanakama sovar mitzvahs ein tzriches kavona. Fulfillment of mitzvahs can be achieved even without intent to fulfill. The action is enough. Everyone will agree that the tefillin constitute a tachshit. Hilkoch, Kevon de le'inyan meipak yidei chovosei nafik beloi kavona, since fulfillment of mitzvah can be accomplished even without intent, le'inyan bal toisif nami, afagav de lo mechavin lu le'mitzvah, iko bal toisif kivon de zman tfilin hu. As far as the prohibition of adding of bal toisif, that could be violated even if you don't have intent. Why? Because mitzvahs could be fulfilled even without intent, and being that Shabbos is the time of the mitzvah, you now have a problem. If you wear two pairs, you'll be running into a problem of bal toisif. As Rashi says, Kevon Dizman Tfilin, who since Shabbos is a time for Tfilin. And that's what the Gemara itself said, that everyone, according to the third level, the third approach we're taking in the Gemara, everyone says Shabbos Zman Tfilin. We continue in the Rashi, because what we're doing in the Rashi here is replacing this with what we have in our printed Gemara text. V'ragam Leo Savar, Srichois Kavono, Lotzei Sidei Choy Vosoi. Ram Liel will tell you that in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Hilchuch b'bal toisif nami lo ovar ad mikhvin lemitzvah. Therefore, as far as the prohibition of bal toisif, you don't even get started with that prohibition until you have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. So if you find a pile of tefillin out there and your intent is simply to save them from disgrace, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. If that be the case, you're not violating Bal Tosif either, because you're not involved right now with mitzvah performance, because your intent is not for mitzvah performance. And that's why Rav Gamliel allows you to have two pairs. We continue at the top of Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. V'i bo yaseimo, dekuli amo, lotseis, lo boi kavona. According to this approach, everyone will agree that as far as basic mitzvah performance is concerned, you don't, even without intent, you will be able to fulfill the mitzvah. The hochalavor mishum bal toisif komifligi. And here, the machlokis is, under what circumstances will one be in violation of bal toisif? The Tanakama sover lavor mishum bal toisif loboi kavona. According to the Tanakama, one can be in violation of bal toisif even without intent. Even if he doesn't have intent for the extra being part of the mitzvah in his mind. Just by the fact that you go through the motion of the mitzvah, even without the intent, and you're doing more than the Torah demands, you will be in violation of Bal Tosif. So, even though here you don't have intent, your intent is basically to save them from disgrace, but you're doing, in action-wise, you're doing more than the Torah expects, that's a problem of Bal Tosif. For Ram Gamliel, Sovar Lavor, Mishum Bal Tosif, Boi Kavon Ram Gamliel, who allows wearing more than the Torah requires, he allows that because even to violate Bal Tosif, you would have to have intent that you're trying to do more by way of the mitzvah than is required. And here, that's not his intent. His intent simply is to save them from disgrace. The Iboy Esema, another approach to analyzing the Machlokis, Rav Gamliel and the Tanakama. E de Sviralon Shabbos Mantfilin, if we would unanimously accept that Shabbos is the time for tefillin, then de kuleyama lo lavor boy kavona velo lotseis boy kavona. And according to everybody, there would be a problem in wearing two pairs, because if you hold that Shabbos is the time for wearing tefillin, then you wouldn't need kavona for Bal Tosif. If you would be automatically in violation of Bal Tosif by doing extra, and you wouldn't need to have intent for fulfilling the mitzvah, because you would automatically, by doing the action, fulfill the mitzvah. So, what is the issue? The hocha, the lavor shelo bezmano komifligi. And here, the fifth approach is saying that Shabbos is not the zman of tefillin. So being that Shabbos is not the Zman of Tfilin, so what's the root of the Machlokis? Tanakamo, the Tanakamo says you can wear only one pair, Sovar, Lo Boi Kavona. That means that even if it's not the time, even without kavona, there is a problem of moisif ala mitzvah. V'ramliel savar lavor shelo bezmano, to be oiver, to be in violation of Baal Tosif, when it's not the right time, boy kavona, you would have to have specific intent for adding to the mitzvah. Let's take a look at Rashi. We have a little star in the Rashi. At the end of the second narrow line, Ela Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. That approach 5 is saying that Shabbos is not the time for wearing tefillin. Ubaha pligi. And the following is the machlokis. The Tanakama sofer, the Tanakama allows one pair. He holds shelo bezmano nami afilu beloy kavona mitzvahi v'toisefes imo. Even without intent, it's not the time you're obligated to wear tefillin. That's what we mean, Shabbos lav zmano. But nevertheless, there is a mitzvah, and there is a fulfillment of a mitzvah, and unfortunately for this fellow, if he's wearing two pairs, there's also the addition, the baal, the iser of adding, and he is adding. As far as Rabban Liel is concerned, when you're dealing with the we're dealing with mitzvah fulfillment at a time that's not required, and you don't have mitzvah intent, ein kan remez mitzvah v'ein kan tosefes. Without intent, there's no hint of a mitzvah, and there's no addition either. No problem of addition. The Gemara asks, e hochi. If so, that Shabbos is not the zman tefillin, the Rebbe Meir, zug echod nami loy. According to Rebbe Meir, who is the Tanakama, is there not a problem of Baal Tosif? After all, Rabbi Gamliel, there's a Tanakama, said that even without intent, you would be in violation. So how can he allow one pair? You're adding to the time by wearing tefillin on Shabbos, and we know Shabbos is not the time, and here you are wearing them at a time that's not its time. Are you not adding time-wise? Before we spoke about adding physical numbers of tefillin. That was one form of addition. Here, are you not adding time? Namely, the Torah doesn't say to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and here I am wearing tefillin on Shabbos, so am I not being moisif Shabbos ala choyl? V'od, another question. Hayoshein b'shmini b'sukkah yilokeh. According to this concept of being moisif on time, if one were to sleep in a sukkah on the eighth day, in other words, Sukkot is a 7-day holiday. If you sleep in your sukkah on the eighth day, should you not be subject to lashing, a violation of Baal Tosif time-wise? There's a Rashi, V'oid, Hayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah yiloket, the moisif shmini al shvi. You're adding the eighth onto the seventh. The Anan, we, outside of the land of Israel, the Anan is a reference to us, meaning Rashi lived in France, Germany, outside Eretz Israel. The Anan, meisiv yasvinon b'shmini sofek shvi l'chatchila. We sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. What is called in Chutzlars is called shmini atzeres. It's called all over the world, actually, Shmini Atzeres, but sleeping on the sukkah on that eighth day, which as far as Chutzlar is concerned, is called possibly the seventh, that is done as a first choice. That's what we are expected to do. And the fact that we do that, it must be that there is no problem of Baal Tosif. Elo sheloi bizmanoi baloi kavono lav toisefesu. When you're dealing with something that's not the time, it's not the time for that mitzvah fulfillment, then without intent, there is no Baal Tosif. Ulahachi sharinon. And that's why we allow The ish mini hu lo mechave lemitzvah sukkah. But part of your mindset when you're in chutz la'aretz is that if this is the eighth day, then I have no intent for mitzvah fulfillment. If it's the seventh day, then I do have intent for mitzvah fulfillment. So that the fifth approach, namely of a possibility of being oiver shaloi bizmano in Baal Tosif, when you don't have intent, after all, here we're dealing with someone that does not have intent. His intent is for saving from disgrace. So it's hard for us to say, we cannot say that you are oiver shaloi bizmano, yet you're oiver on Baal Tosif, which is what was attempted to be given as the Tanakhama's explanation for why you're limited to only one pair. Therefore, being that the fifth explanation falls away, ela machvarta kiddush shaninon meikara. It's more, machvarta means it's more likely, it's clearer, it's more appropriate to explain as we explained earlier. And Rashi focuses, after we have so many explanations, he focuses us and saying, go back to explanation number two, where we had triangle number two before, that the machlokus is based on Shabbos Zman Tfilin. Is it Zman Tfilin or not Zman Tfilin? And as we explained over there, we would say now as well. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.